Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Warren Sapp is with us now. Warren is with us. He is with us and representing Nap Jitsu. Awaken your inner ninja with Nap Jitsu's patent-pending energy and performance-enhancing products. Nap Jitsu now provides two times the energy of a cup of coffee and is sustained for more than 5 hours, while the Nap products help you optimize your power nap and then wake back up without any grogginess. That's what I have to do, wake up without any grogginess. Warren Sapp, former Hurricane, is with us. Warren, good afternoon. How are you?
I am wonderful. Yourself, my man?
All is good. How are you doing?
I can't complain, and if I did, who's going to listen to me?
Hey, we could use you this weekend. Miami Hurricanes got
whoa. Who's we?
The University of Miami.
I want to know who's we.
The University
of Miami. We. Who's we?
Well, they could use you. The University of Miami could use you. I could use you.
No, brother. I did my 4 years. I went to three national championship games, and I did my time. I'm done. I'm 48 years old, and my children are asking for wine at the dinner table, and my only reply is red or white, so I have no more football in me.
Okay. Well, we'll rephrase that then. They could use a player like you this weekend. They're going up against a very physical run team in Michigan State. What would you tell a defensive lineman today in college football that would happen to wear the orange and green that's going to see a power run team in their home stadium?
Wow. I didn't even think about that part of it. Pray, because I don't think the coaching staff puts you in a very good position week in and week out. So I don't know what I would tell those kids except pray.
Okay, we'll send some prayers.
And Sapp,
my grandma used to say prayer changes things, so maybe it does.
you talk about football the time you played, man. I wanted to ask, you was a dog. This new football, you know, Dak Prescott threw the ball 58 times in the game, you know, the first game of the season. If you were in this new football, if you knew a quarterback was dropping back, sitting in the pocket 60 times, how much different would your stats look? Because everybody talks about the quarterbacks would have 6,000 yards if they threw this much back with Marino and Joe Montana and them. What would the dominant defensive lineman stats look like if they knew the quarterback was sitting back there 60 times a game?
I don't know, but I would damn sure like to try it, because my mother, when I spoke to my mother, she's like, I watched that boy drop back and throw that ball. I was like, Carlos be all over him. I'm like, 58 times? I think I might. 58 times? He got sacked one time all night long. And then Tom didn't get touched. I mean, they threw it all over the yard. I mean, it's just one of those beautiful things that's going on, and the game has opened up, because when we played, there was a middle of the field that there was a warning zone. But no one put a warning zone in there. You just knew if you went in there, you had to circumnavigate it. And either that or you'd be on the sideline for a couple series.
Did you pay attention? Did you watch the Tampa Bay Bucs last year? Did you admire their pass rush against Mahomes?
Oh, no. The Kansas City didn't have an offensive line. I told Shaq Barrett the week before, I said, don't get sick eating all that cake they got in front of you, son. Make sure you focus on the prize, and that's the championship, because y'all going to be all over this kid, but this kid can move. He's a special guy. Y'all got to be able to get him on the ground. And we saw what Mahomes did. He got loose from the double cat blitz and hit Tariq Hill right between the eyes. if he catches that ball, we got a different Super Bowl going on.
And you think the Bucs going to do it again, man? They're the ones favored right now coming out of the NFC. Do you see any other teams
you know
in
what?
That conference?
I tell all my Tampa Bay fans, calm down. Because I remember last year, a certain Thursday night football game early in the year where Mitch Trubisky beat Tom Brady, and Tom Brady was holding up four fingers. He forgot it was fourth down. So I tell him, that Thursday night, I just want to see your betting ticket that Friday morning when you said the Bucs were going to win it and you put some money on it.
Do you watch? Have you watched the TV show, The Rock? Did you see how they had you portrayed in that show?
It's a shame how many lies they tell in Hollywood. Did you hear that starting lineup that they called out? Hamlet, Sapp, Medeiros, and somebody else?
Yeah.
Find me that lineup.
It wasn't true.
Not even close. And I was never in the weight room.
No. You was never in the weight room.
Never in the weight room. When I saw that first episode when he had me lifting weights for something, I'm like, oh, my God, he definitely don't know me very well.
You went out there and did what you did without lifting weights?
I did 225 16 times on the pro day. Tom Coughlin looked at me and said, 16? I said, Brandon Stye did it 43. Put the tape on and tell me which player you want to draft.
And I'll go with Sapp over Stye.
Brandon Stye and me played each other in the Orange Bowl. He did it 43 times. I did it 16. Tell me which player you want on your football team.
Yeah.
We're sitting in 2021. You know, 1995 is over. Which player would you want now if you go back, Brandon Stye or Sapp? I mean, come on. It ain't even close.
Hey, man.
11 before me, which one would you want before me?
Net one. The swag is comes out, bro, when you talk the swag. We talk the
men. I mean, when you're one of only five men that's ever lived on the face of God's green earth and your children are old enough to drink with you now, you kind of reflect back and you be like, that was pretty good.
Oh, hell yeah. And I spoke to, bro, we had Melvin Bratton on. He was telling us some old school Kane stories.
Let's bow to that right there, baby, because that's the original.
He was 3-4 years before you. I think y'all missed each other. But, bro, he was telling.
Oh, he was more than that. I didn't get there until 91.
And wasn't he 80?
No, he was there. He was there in 87.
It was right there. Anyway, bro, he was telling us a story about back then. He told a story where the UM players would have to get the Miami Dolphin players in the club. Can you confirm or deny that story that you were getting Dolphin players in the club?
Yes. No doubt about it. When I got my championship ring in 91, because we're about to celebrate that team this weekend at the Michigan State game, that your co-hosts say we're going to get ran over. But, you know, I wouldn't even think about that part of it. But, yeah, we'd be in the line because we had championship rings, and they would come up with us, you know, Mark Clayton, Dupa, before Lewis Oliver became the one that had the greatest party in Miami. He would be like, yo, I'm coming in with you. I'm like, come on. And we got the ring. Yo, are we going in? They just opened the door and let us in.
How does UM get back there, bro? Because you look at Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma. They have dozens of players from Miami.
Oklahoma won some lately.
From Miami.
Oklahoma won some lately.
Well, they in the top five right now. That's why I throw them in there. But, like,
I just heard you throw them in there. I was just wondering, had they won anything since 1985 in Jamel Holloway?
No. They got that little boy, Spencer Rattler, right now, though. That little weird-looking dude snagging that biscuit.
College football is to be enjoyed. But right now, we got a Cuban head coach that don't speak no Spanish, so I don't think he understands who or what he is.
Okay, I think this is going well. How about this?
Hey, I'm just giving you the word. I mean, you ask me a question. You don't want it, don't ask. You know, somebody's going, well, what happened? Am I supposed to be like a University of Miami dummy just because I played there and be like, oh, we're going to be all right, it's going to be good? No, I watched the tape. It's not good at all at University of Miami right now.
Well, hopefully we'll get better and play well on,
oui,
on Saturday.
Oui, oui. I see you French. Oui, oui.
Yes,
like
oui. Tell us about Nap Jitsu.
Nap Jitsu is something I wish I had when I was playing in the National Football League. Because whenever you're playing ball and getting as hype as we get, it's real tough for you to rest and get some good sleep and to recover. And Nap Jitsu allows you to get that good sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, I don't drink coffee. I always said I was too young for it. And now Nap Jitsu really gives me a meaning, and I'm almost 50 now. I get up in the morning, I got a pep in my step and a goal that I just didn't have before. And you know, when you get a little older in age, I never was a supplement guy. GNC stood for grossly non-compliant for me. But Nat Jitsu is everything I need and more, baby. And you got to try this, baby. I'm going to put you on the we on this. You're going to be we with Nat Jitsu. We're going to be friends together. We, baby. You got to try this. I'm telling you. It will pick you up, put you to sleep, and get you on your way.
All right, Nat Jitsu, you can send us some of that Nat Jitsu. We'll try it out. And thank you for being with us on the show here tonight.
Quick, I got to ask him, Joe, on the way out, Sal. I know you're a big fisherman, man. I got to ask you, what's your prize catch? What's that one you tell people about?
I went to PEI, which is Prince Edward Island up at North Lake. It's the tuna capital of the world. I caught a 924-pound bluefin tuna.
Whew. How long it took you?
He drew up the boat 6.9 miles. I thought I was going to die. He was 45 minutes out. My dude looked at me that was on the boat with me and said, what do you want me to do? I said, grab a Coors Light and just pull it right down my throat while I'm on the rod. He's reeling off, just eating offline. It took me a good 2+ hours, man. But he finally popped up. We got him up there. And then Chubby Fish bought the fish for $16 a pound, cut it, dropped it in the ice, and took it to the airport. I didn't even get a morsel off of it.
Whew. That's a hell of a story there. I like that, though.
It hurt me to watch that good tuna drive off. I wanted some of that belly back. I'm a fat foodie, baby.
I feel you.
All right, Warren, yes, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, boss.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.